The race for the high-end consumer is on. BMW is putting it into high gear on the green. CNBC auto reporter Phil LeBeau has this tough assignment once again this morning. I didn't even think about that. Dr. Phil. Go for it, Dr. Phil.
Joe, anytime you can spend the morning at Cog Hill, watch the sunrise like this, pretty good gig. I am here with Tom Purvis, the president of BMW North America, the man who is in charge of BMW in North America. We're going to talk about the BMW Championship in a little bit and the reason that we're here. But first, I want to ask you about auto sales. August numbers are going to be reported later today. And you have the first numbers from BMW, and you had a blockbuster month. Tell me about
that. Yes, we did. I mean, we had over 26,000 BMWs sold, and this is about 18% better than last year, which for us is great. We're delighted. And we had extremely good sales of our Mini brand as well, over 4,000 vehicles. So it's been a record August for us.
So you were looking at sales being up roughly 20% year over year. Year to date, coming into August, you were up roughly 8%.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard the same commentary out there that the consumer is pulling back,
mm-hmm.
people are not going out and buying mm-hmm. new cars and trucks,
mm-hmm.
yet you're not seeing that. Why?
Well, first of all, I think anybody who's got great new products is doing well in what is essentially a flat market. We are seeing some delinquencies with our financial services company, slightly up on last year. But I really do believe that the package that we're offering the consumer at the moment is remarkable. We are the only brand that has full maintenance included in the price of the car, and I think we're the smart buy at the moment.
You are up, Mercedes up, Lexus is up. Are the luxury brands, are you insulated from what you're seeing in the economy right now in terms of people saying it's not the right time to buy a new model?
Classically, the luxury brands have some insulation, and you see a turn down in the higher volume products before you do in the luxury market. So I've, to some extent, been expecting to see a reduction in demand, and I'm delighted in the fact that we're not seeing it at BMW, at least not as of August.
And you told me that back in March of last year, when you started to see the data about mm-hmm. housing turning down, you expected ultimately to see a slowdown, and yet we're only seeing that with the mass brands at this point.
Yes, and classically, property foretells a story for the car business. On the other hand, what we're seeing with property is that it's in sectors, in locations, it's not totally all across markets. And we have some very, very strong markets where we've just seen business continue.
I know Joe Kernan has a question for you, Tom. Joe, go ahead.
I do, and it's a long-term question, Phil. And Mr. Purvis, you think BMW, you think performance. You think you're going to go here to here with some power and with some speed. Long term, you think carbon footprints, you think Prius, you think hybrid. Does BMW have to reposition itself with since the writing is on the wall and it's not going to be all about performance down the road?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, we've taken this whole business of sustainability very seriously for many, many years now. No car company has done more to improve the fuel efficiency of its product range over the last 10 years than BMW. In fact, we just won an accolade last week on that very subject. One of the reasons we had such a good August, we had great new BMW 3 Series with a 2.8-liter and 3.5-liter engines, brand new engines. They not only produce more power, but they're actually more fuel efficient at the same time. So I believe that together with work we're doing to introduce diesels into the United States next year, we have hybrid technology coming along, and here at Cog Hill we have four of our hydrogen-powered 7 Series, which are really the cars of the future. We're in pretty good shape. So long as we deliver to the customer better fuel efficiency as well as better performance, then BMW is a clever buy.
All right. Have you heard whether Mickelson's playing this week?
No.
You knew the question was coming.
I knew the question was coming. I'm sure Phil will do the right thing. And when I speak to the commissioner later today, I'm sure I'm going to hear some good news.
That Tom Purvis,
sounds like he's going to play. I hope so.
The president of BMW North America, Tom, thank you very much for joining us today on Squawk Box. BMW Championship tees off, Thursday. They've already got some good news with auto sales for August, and certainly they're going to enjoy that here. Guys, back to you.
All right.